I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Dr. Lewis Katz doesn't mince words when talking about the recent increase in COVID-19 infections in the Quad Cities. He's the medical director of the Scott County Health Department, and following a recent press briefing, here's an update on his thoughts about the pandemic and how to control it.
It's very clear that non-pharmacologic interventions, that is social distancing, appropriate hygiene, and masking, can be highly effective at pushing the curve down. Unfortunately, in the United States, we backed off starting in May, never really flattened the curve effectively. And as I showed you in Scott County, in many, if not most areas of the country now, we're seeing surges that are beginning, particularly in the southern tier of states.
Based on information from the infection control departments at Genesis and Unity Point Trinity Health Systems, Kat says hospitals in the Quad Cities should have the capacity to care for COVID patients and others.
That will not be true if, as I believe is the case, the young adults being infected in late June, mid-June and late June and into July are beginning to transmit to high-risk groups. That data also is not yet mature. So I have a deep concern for healthcare capacity over the next 4 weeks. I cannot predict whether our surge is going to end.
The Scott County Health Department's medical director says Iowa's governor could help if she allowed local prevention measures to be more aggressive, similar to the way northeastern states have maintained a low level of transmission. During the press briefing, Katz interrupts the facilitator to express some of his frustration.
This is related, I think, to what you were discussing earlier with testing. So then it makes less sense for Iowa to start limiting the number of tests, correct? Is the state going to limit testing?
Limiting testing at this point is insane. You want me to spell insane?
But Katz hopes the spike in COVID-19 cases in young people doesn't result in a similar spike in deaths.
This is going to be significantly lower than the proportion of people who died in March and April. Also, because we're seeing more infection in younger people, they tend to do better. So I think deaths will increase. I don't think it will be as dramatic as the horror that was seen in New York City during their first part of the first wave. We'll see more deaths. Hopefully, it will be quite few.
He says testing and contact tracing continue to be very important tools to help limit the spread of the coronavirus, and Quad Cities residents have the power to help schools reopen.
Certainly, my first priority is to be in an epidemic situation in late August where some level of face-to-face education can occur K through 12. Current trends continue. I think that's going to be difficult to justify, but we're still a month away from those. And with appropriate intervention from Des Moines and with appropriate cooperation with common sense recommendations for social distancing and masking, if the populace decides to adhere, we may get lucky. But right now, I'm very pessimistic as to what degree we'll be able to reopen schools in late August.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.